got 4 beds for boys and 4 beds for girls. 2 beds in each room. They've got their own separate bathrooms and showers. They're expected to do their own linen and that, do their own washing and that. Kitchen where they all cook in there. And this is our dining room where we all eat. I don't know if you want to have a look at the back.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Put a bit of touch in every year.
So how many young people staying here at the moment?
We've got 5.
And that could fluctuate up to...
8.
That's Caroline Ritchie. She's a senior youth worker at Merindoo Youth Accommodation Services. Merindoo provides crisis accommodation for young people aged between 16 and 24 who find themselves homeless in East Gippsland. Caroline has worked at Merindoo, a big old house in a residential street in Bairnsdale, for about 10 years. I asked her where most of the kids who end up at Merindoo come from.
Look, we can get them from around Bairnsdale area. We get them from down the valley. A lot we get from down the valley. We find the kids from down the valley are the ones that have basically burnt all their bridges in all the places down the valley way, and then they'll come to us, and vice versa. When our kids burn their bridges down here, they'll go down the valley and, you know, big circle, do a big loop. It's usually family breakdown. That's, I'd say 90% of youth that come in here is from parents in second relationships, and they get into their second relationships, and the kids from that first relationship are usually just tossed to the curve, left to fend for themselves. And that's what I find, probably 90% of the kids that come here are from broken homes and second relationships, that mum and dad have gone on to have more kids and whatever, and these kids are just left to fend for themselves.
And are there many options for kids that find themselves in that situation? Would this be one of the few places that they can come to get a roof over their head?
It's probably the only place. If they go to the other places, I'll put them into, well, which we used to put them into Applegum, but that's getting closed down. Or the police or the hospital will put them into a motel for the night. It's not solving the problem. It's only putting a roof over their head for a night.
One of Caroline's co-workers is Florence Ryan, or Floss. Floss has worked at Merindoo for several years, but her history at the house goes back much further. She lived there in her own youth.
When I was here, there was a family up in the sleepover and top bedrooms. They lived here. I got put in here because my family had an argument, and I just go to school. And then on weekends, I'd go out to Lake Tyres with the other kids.
So it was set up primarily for Aboriginal kids that lived out at Lake Tyres?
Yes, so they could have it. Come here for the week, go to school, and then go home on weekends.
In those days, Merindoo was for Aboriginal kids from the Lake Tyres Mission. It was a place they could live during the week while they finished their schooling. That was back when the Lakes Entrance High School finished at Year 10. But these days, Lake Tyres kids can live at home right till the end of high school, and Merindoo's role has changed. It's still run by the Gippsland East Gippsland Aboriginal Cooperative, and the service is funded through the Department of Human Services. Now it takes in all young people who need a place to live, not just Indigenous kids. In fact, very few of the kids who come to stay at Merindoo are Indigenous.
I think we've had probably about 7 or 8 Koori kids in the place, and they stay for 2 to 3 days at the most, and then they're gone again out in the community. They find uncle or auntie. But no, we don't get many Indigenous kids in here unless they're sent by Youth Justice. Very rare that we get Indigenous kids in here. It's all the non-Indigenous ones that are here all the time.
And how long can kids stay here for when they rock up here? How long can they stay?
Oh, about 12 weeks, but it's usually longer because there is no other places for them. There's no housing or youth properties. The workers just get burnt out and then new workers come on.
And what sort of things do you help the kids with when they're here, apart from giving them somewhere to sleep overnight? What other things do you help the kids with?
Cooking, like basic hygiene. Some of them don't shower because they've lived with friends and they just get lazy. Teach them how to use a washing machine, how to cook for themselves. With just basic things, budgeting, payment, Centrelink, doctors.
Is it something like a family of an evening when everyone's here and there's a worker staying over?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. at night time it just turns into a big old home, not a workplace.
Do you think for some of the kids that would be quite a different environment from what they've come from, to be in a place where they feel kind of safe and there's food and comfort?
Absolutely. Look, some of the comments from some of the kids is, I've never seen so much food in my life, you know, when they open the fridge. They've never sat down at tables, they've never done family things. And some of them, like, we go to Burley Pool on camps and that, we take them over to a property we've got over out Meetung. Some of them have never been on a boat. We have to go by boat to that place. Some of them never ever been camping. So they're doing a lot of first-timers with us, things that they should have been doing with their family.
And how have you seen kids that have come through here, how have you seen them develop and change through those experiences?
Look, we've had a handful of them that have just come through, thrived and just gone out and got their own places and done everything themselves after they've been here. Some kids, I call them repeat offenders. We get them, they just keep coming back and back and back until they're too old that we can't take them. But mostly the ones we get from around here, it's just word of mouth from school. You know, if you're homeless or whatever, go to Merindoo. Sometimes they're positives, sometimes they're negatives. Sometimes kids will just come here because they want the living away from their home allowance. It's not because mum and dad's kicked them out, it's because they want that bit of extra money. But we talk to mum and dad and we find out, well, you're not homeless, go home. We will send them back. We won't keep them here if they're not genuinely homeless.
Is it hard for the ones that genuinely are homeless? Is it hard for them to get accommodation beyond here?
It is absolutely hard for them unless they go back down the valley. And to do that, it means giving up their friends and giving up schooling and everything else to move away.
What sort of conditions are placed on the kids when they're staying here? Are they subject to curfews or do they have to go to school? Or
all common sense stuff. They have to be attending school or education training 3 days a week. If they're out and about every night of the week and they're not coming home, we look at them as, you're not homeless, you've got somewhere to stay. Give up your bed for somebody who's homeless. So if they're out more than 2 nights a week, we start asking questions. Have you got somewhere else to live? Well, move there. It's just common sense. No drugs, alcohol, no physical contact amongst the residents, no porno, just all common sense stuff, what you'd expect in your own house.
Do you form a relationship with the kids when they're here? Do you get sort of a, you know, as a mother, or, you know, look at these as kids that you have a responsibility for?
Probably the kids we have a responsibility for, not as a mother figure. Some of the kids do call us auntie. We do form relationships with them.
And what about you, Floss? You've been here for about 11 years. Yeah. What's the best bit of this job?
Just them gaining confidence in themselves and moving on with their life and getting the help that they need.
The best thing is when they come back, whether it's 5 or 6 years later, when they come back and say, well, this is what I've done, is the best part of the job.
You can see that you've made a real difference in their lives.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. We've had one young fellow that come back probably about 2 years ago, and he's been gone from us for about 5 or 6 years, and he brought his wife and his kids back here and showed them through the place and just said, you know, if it wasn't for this lady, I wouldn't be where I am today. That's the best part about it, when they come back.